A group of high school and middle school students in Muskegon recently discovered the power of poetry, thanks to an after-school workshop led by three West Michigan poets. The 9-week workshop wrapped up with a showcase last month where the students performed the pieces they wrote. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reports how the workshop empowered these students to tell their stories.
I'm Destiny Tate.
I'm Norton.
And this is Through Our Lenses. Dip me in the hollow light of family, just to leave me alone in this candle shade of regret and pain.
Destiny and Norton are both juniors at Orchard View High School in Muskegon. This is the first time either of them has done a group poem before. This is the first time Norton has ever got up on stage.
I come from a family of performers, but I was never really much of one.
He says the poetry workshop made him much more confident in his voice.
But I think this has really helped me out with performing and speaking in front of people.
He's not alone in that. Many of the high school and middle school students who took the workshop had never been on stage before. Andrew Vandenberg, or Mr. Vandy as his students call him, is an English teacher at Orchard View High School. He was happy to see his students get comfortable talking about things that are uncomfortable.
They were able to not only feel their own power or be empowered, but also share what they have and show what they're made of in a way that's different for them on a regular basis, you know?
The Diatribe is the nonprofit group from Grand Rapids who ran the workshop. It was first brought into Orchard View so students had something positive to see and be a part of in their community. The school felt it was important to combat the negative press attention Muskegon has been getting for years. Rachel Gleason is one of the poets in the Diatribe. She says this was one of her favorite student showcases.
Just because you could tell how much it mattered to them and see their passion all the way through from the beginning until tonight.
Gleason tips her hat to anyone who gets on stage, especially people who aren't very vocal to begin with. Some of the students in the workshop would have never given poetry a chance if not for the Diatribe. One was senior Christian Burns.
This person was my rock, my vent, my main man, as he would say. This person was there every time I needed him, until he wasn't.
Christian had never written poetry before the workshop, so he stuck to writing what he was emotional about, the death of his granddad.
Society says men don't cry, so I let my ugly out behind closed doors. Those doors allow me to mourn, even though those same ones trap me inside my own mind.
Christian says he had to think back to when he first learned the news about his granddad to get the poem out.
I think you have to put yourself in those shoes to be able to put it on paper. If I didn't put myself in those shoes, that poem wouldn't have been anywhere near as meaningful as it was.
Christian graduated earlier this month. He says he will continue to write. As for the rest of the students, Destiny and Norton have already talked to their principal and a few teachers about starting their own poetry club.
I'll put posters and flyers up, so next year it'll be like, hey, poetry club, come at it. It's like optional, it's just probably going to be like an hour and a half after school. We're just going to do whatever, really, and get our stories out.
Destiny and Norton both look to keep performing. If you're lucky enough to catch them at the same open mic or showcase, you may get to see them do their first group poem.
Two opposites can create something beautiful. With the stories that we all have to tell, the person next to you could have bore the same pain. So, see through their eyes.
I'm Bryce Huffman.